This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, March 6th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Daly. President Donald Trump today postponed 25% tariffs on most goods from Mexico for a month, that amid widespread fears of the economic fallout from the border trade war. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick had hinted early in the day that tariffs on both Canada and Mexico would likely be delayed. No change announced regarding new tariffs imposed on Canada at our deadline. It is the second time that Trump has postponed tariffs since he first unveiled those import taxes in early February. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum said the new pause on U.S. import tariffs for Mexican goods until April 2nd is different from the month-long postponement that had been agreed to from February to March. She said it puts Mexico into the framework of reciprocal tariffs, and as Mexico has no tariffs on U.S. goods and the U.S. doesn't charge tariffs to Mexico, she said the trade agreement is respected. Now, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said today he welcomed indications the U.S. might delay substantial tariffs on their products, but he said that Canada's retaliatory tariffs would remain in place for now. Ontario Premier Doug Ford said starting Monday, the province will charge 25% more for electricity shipped to 1.5 million Americans in response to the tariff plan. Ontario provides electricity for Minnesota, New York, and Michigan. Ford said he doesn't want to do it, but will not back down until Trump rescinds all plans to impose tariffs. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall said earlier this week the U.S. exported more than $83 billion in ag products to China, Canada, and Mexico last year. And as for imports, Duvall said approximately 85% of our total potash supply is imported from Canada. He said farmers are losing money and increased costs will only add to their economic plight. Global market analyst John Bay says President Trump is following course on a global trade deal years ago where the U.S. came to the aid of developing countries.
But I think we got to come to the realization that it hadn't worked in the benefit of the U.S. the way we hoped it is. In the post-World War II period, when they set up the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade, which evolved into the WTO, the U.S. took the position that as a developed country, richest in the world, that we would offer countries that were developing countries preferential access into our market. In return, we would hope them to have access to their markets, but it was always a deal that was stacked against the U.S. because it was our trade policy was de facto a form of aid to assist those countries.
Bay says Canada benefited from U.S. assistance and now uses it to their advantage.
They export a lot of products to us, agricultural products, but we're effectively banned out of that market that exports of poultry meat, dairy products, whatever, a very high tariffs, over 200%. Or in Europe, which was, of course, after World War II was devastated, Europe has a huge trade surplus with us, but we're largely pushed out of that market because of high tariffs and other phytosanitary barriers. Well, it's hard to say that Europe is an underdeveloped region. It's, in fact, one of the world's developed countries. But the U.S. has got the deal stacked against us. And President Trump is saying, we're not going to put up with that anymore. If you don't let our products into the market with equal access that we give you, then we're going to put the tariff up to the same level you do.
With an ag trade deficit approaching $50 billion, the U.S. has to change course with its generous trade attitude.
It's time for those countries to say, okay, you've grown up now, and you got to act grown up, and you open up your market. Otherwise, the things will get worse when we're dealing with countries that are evolving like India or Southeast Asia, where we don't have as good access as they have into our market. And the trade deficit is going to get bigger and bigger in the future. Try to export soybeans, the soybean meal, to India. Forget it.
You can keep up to date with the latest in trade news at AgriPulse.com. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. As we celebrate National Agriculture Day this month, America's farmers and ranchers want you to know they're proud to grow the safe and sustainable food, fiber, and renewable fuel that we all rely on. Learn more at fb.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Daly.